Okay, today I'm visiting with Elena Bruner of Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County. Elena, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
Steve and Alyssa Bruner.
And where do you go to school?
Warrensburg Middle School.
What grade are you in?
Eighth grade.
Okay. How about 4-H? How long have you been in 4-H?
This is my sixth year.
What projects have you done in those 6 years?
I have done dog showing a while ago, and currently I am doing sewing and quilting.
What's your favorite of all those?
Definitely quilting. I've really enjoyed that one.
Okay. Talk a little bit about that. What do you do in quilting? I know you make quilts probably, but kind of talk about the process you do in 4-H.
Yeah, it's really fun to learn about kind of the different patterns and fabrics and ways you can do things. And with 4-H, you're able to connect with people that do the same thing, and you can learn from them and all kinds of cool stuff.
What would you say overall the most fun thing is you've gotten to do in 4-H?
I've got to go to a teen conference, which was really fun. It's in Columbia. We stayed at the college for a night and did some workshops and met a lot of new people.
I think Mallory went too. She was telling me about that, right?
Yes, we went together with a whole other group of girls. It was really fun.
What are some of the accomplishments you've had in 4-H?
I've got to go to state with a lot of my projects, and I've been able to be an officer twice. I was secretary once and then vice president this past year.
Very good. Overall, what would you say 4-H means to you?
4-H has really been an opportunity to use your leadership skills and kind of learn how to use those in the real world, and it's been really fun, meet a lot of new people and get some fun, cool experiences.
One thing I always say, 4-H and FFA, I interview both, communication, that's the big word that they teach you in both organizations.
Yes, definitely. I've really learned how to, with being vice president, I've had to lead meetings a few times and been able to talk to a group better, and it's been fun.
Great. If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would definitely recommend it to them. I think it's helped me to open up and be able to work with groups and talk to groups, and I've learned a lot of new skills.
Well, Elena, thank you very much. Do you plan on being in 4-H for years to come?
Yes.
Okay. I've been visiting with Elena Bruner of the Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County, as we salute all area 4-H clubs, their leaders and members during National 4-H Week.